Going on, Teddy?
Michael, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing okay. You sound tired. What's going on?
A little bit. Got a couple hours. We got in around 8 a.m. today and got a couple hours at the house. So I'm hanging in there.
You know, John Madden told us all last night not to use the Patriots trip, the extended stay on the West Coast, as an excuse for last night's game. Do you agree with that statement that any type of schedule change was immaterial to what happened in the game?
All right. The only thing I can say about that is I got to reflect back on the week that we had, and I thought we had a good week of work over at San Jose State, the facilities, the weight room, and you know, the meeting facilities at the hotel. I thought we really honed in and focused and worked hard. We were in full pads a couple of days, and it was like a usual week for us, as usual as they could make it for us. But you know, I think that doesn't matter. I think what happened was just whatever you saw last night on TV was us getting beat by the Chargers, and we don't have any excuses for it.
You know, Teddy, I was really surprised watching the game how Philip Rivers was so comfortable in the pocket. There was no pressure whatsoever. What is your breakdown there? Why do you think he was able to have such an easy time to sit back there and throw darts?
I thought that offensive line did a good job of providing with protection. And also when we started to get some heat on him, he'd swing it out to LaDainian or possibly hit a quick pass to Gates. I thought he had a good game. He was accurate on the deep balls, and also, you know, his receivers had a great day of going up and getting the ball. We had a couple penalties. We allowed some big plays. But in terms of the pressure, I just think you know, their offensive line sort of held up for the most part, and we need to do a better job of that.
You've seen Philip Rivers his entire career. You've heard from Philip Rivers his entire career. He's a pretty
sure.
mouthy quarterback.
Sure.
How would you rate his progression from, let's say, 2006 when you guys beat him in the playoffs to how he looked last night?
Well, I think the most maturity I saw for him was last year, the week of the AFC Championship game, when he had a pretty serious knee injury, and he went out there and showed his team that he could still play through the pain for the team in the AFC Championship game. And I think he matured a lot and gained a lot of respect throughout the league, and not only his team but throughout the league, that he's a tough guy that'll put it all on the line for his team. And so, you know, I'm sure he took that growth from the AFC Championship game all the way through the off season, and he's really proven to be a leader for their team now. And last night was probably was definitely his best performance versus us. And he has gotten better as a quarterback throughout the years.
Teddy, we've heard a lot about LaDainian Tomlinson this year. The expectations for him are so high because he has done some things that very few running backs in the league have done. What did you think about him last night? Did he look like the same old LaDainian to you, or did you notice any type of drop-off?
You know what? I saw him exploding through the hole a couple times. It'd be only for like a 3 or 2 yard gain, but that he'd still try to explode to that hole like he always has. You know, I think we were just doing a good job of building the wall and two gapping at times for the run. I think Ty Warren had a couple nice hits on him, a couple tackles for losses, and you know, we did pretty well versus the run. I mean, but in terms of him as a player, I think that he's one of the best players in the league. You know, his explosiveness is evident when you watch it on TV. And I think around this time last year, I think he was around 3.7 yards a carry also. So I think he's the type of player also, as the year goes on, you know, he settles in and starts to put up the numbers.
You know, we had a caller today I kind of sparred with, going back and forth on passion and effort. I didn't think effort was a problem with you guys yesterday. Just thought you guys ran into a team that was yesterday. That team was better than you guys. Do you think effort or just willingness to play is an issue on this team?
You know what? Absolutely not. You know, even during the game yesterday, and offense is out there, special teams is out there, and I'm looking at it. And I'm like, man, are we playing hard? And I'd watch, and we were playing hard, especially defensively when we were out there stopping the run and doing things. But when you allow a 60-yard bomb, when you allow a 50-yard play, a 40-yard play, those big chunks, you know, we wanted to make the Chargers sort of earn sort of, you know, 4 yards, 3 yards with Danny and 4 yard check down, 6 yard past the gates. We want to make teams earn things on us. And when we give up big chunks like that, it not only makes it easier on the offense because, you know, there's a big play, there's 60 yards all at once, it shifts field position, and it sort of makes us as a defense regroup and say, okay, let's just start us all over again. But all of a sudden you're at a different end of the field, so it's a different situation. So I think if we do a better job of preventing those big plays would really hurt us and some penalties. So, you know, we get those out of there. I don't think playing hard is ever a problem with us.
How do you analyze those big plays? Is it a matter of a guy in the secondary just having, and I'm not picking on one guy in particular, but all of those guys stepping up and making plays, or is it connected? Does the front seven have to create more pressure to make it easier for those guys to make plays?
Well, I think the first problem is you can't let the receivers get on top of you, and you know, credit to their receivers and the Rivers for throwing a great ball and running a good route and really exploding and getting those balls. They made those plays, and I think the way we look at it as a front seven is, you know, how does our role come into stopping those plays? I mean, we can't go back there 60 yards and try to knock a ball down. It's not our job, but you know, we can do a better job of, like we were talking about earlier in the conversation, about getting better pressure on Rivers, you know, finishing our pass rush moves and possibly, you know, getting an arm on his body or in his face or in the throwing lane to possibly, you know, alter that throw a little bit to help our defensive backs out a little.
Now, how does your day go from here, Teddy? I know in the past I've seen some guys come off of West Coast trips or long trips, and then they go work out at 7 o'clock in the morning or 7:30 in the morning as soon as you guys get back to the stadium. How's it going to be for you?
Yeah, well, some guys do that. Actually, when I was leaving the facility, some guys were going to stay there and work out, but I got a house full of people waiting for me after a 10-day road trip. So, you know, I came home and, you know, doing some things with the family today, and, you know, and I think I'll get back to work tomorrow.
And what do you expect this week to be like for you guys? I mean, I know you just told me about your week. How about team-wide?
Team-wide, well, after the game, we spoke amongst ourselves in the locker room and as a team and said, do whatever you can to just put this one behind you and move on to Wednesday, because when Wednesday comes around, we got a new opponent to get ready for, and we got to refocus because, I mean, we can't focus on any type of loss, no matter how bad of a loss or how big of a victory. You know, you got to just put that behind you and move on to the next one. That's how you have a successful season, is you forget the last contest, no matter what the result was.
Hey, thanks a lot, Teddy. You notice Dale's not here. He's scared of you. He didn't want to come.
Come on, Dale. I know he's got a big game to get ready for, too. I hope those guys do it tonight.
Have you been paying attention to them at all?
Absolutely. I watched the game the other night at the hotel, and, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, Francona, my buddy, can pull this one out and get those guys in the World Series again.
Okay, Teddy, take care. We'll talk to you next week.